The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Critics say the University of Virginia has expelled 183 students over the years for lying, cheating, or stealing, but not a single person has been kicked out for sexual assault. What's more, the penalty for violating the Honor Code is so strict that last year only two of those brought to trial by the Honor Committee were convicted.
For students, they're unwilling to report a peer for something they consider not a big deal and maybe commonplace in today's academic environment, not just at UVA, but around the country. And teachers who have tried to take these issues before the committee have seen student juries agree with that sentiment and it not work. So there's a sort of two-sided lack of faith in the system.
That's fourth-year student Forrest Brown, who supports the idea of stepping away from permanent expulsion as the only penalty. Surveys show that many students see that single sanction as too harsh. And one poll found that over 95% of observed honor violations went unreported. The Honor Code has been revised over the years. It no longer condemns gambling, smoking, or drinking. And in the 1980s, the Honor Committee stopped punishing students with fake IDs.
In my opinion, because those students who were part of the committee wanted to have fake IDs. That's one of the biggest instances of hypocrisy from the committee.
2 years ago, the committee began allowing accused students to admit guilt before trial and take a one-year leave of absence. Such changes have angered some UVA graduates who see standards slipping and threaten to withhold donations to their alma mater.
The current system doesn't represent the values of today's students. It represents the values of yesterday's students with money.
But current Honor Committee Chair Nicholas Hine says he's voting against further changes.
I think that one of the benefits of the single sanction is, you know, it's positioned as a symbol at our university, and no matter who you are at UVA, I think almost every single student at one point or another is challenged by this notion of honor and is challenged to do the right thing, even if it's not the easy thing.
The polls will be open until Friday afternoon, with results announced on Saturday. This is Hawes Spencer.